All right, we are now joined by Chris Rice with Colleague Racing. Want to open it right up for questions. Bob, did you have a question?
Yeah, AJ would be eligible for the Dasher Cash from the second homestead. Is there any chance that you guys would enter him in that race?
Well, I haven't told AJ this yet, but we will be running the second race at Homestead next week on Sunday with the Ellsworth Advisors Chevrolet with AJ Allmendinger starting dead last because we will not run the first race. We'll run the second race. And he said he had a tee time, but that gives us Colleague Racing two chances to go for $100,000. And we have great partners at Ellsworth. Every time we ask, we say, hey, we want to take a race car. They're like, okay, we'll do it. So yeah, we'll be there with AJ.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, Chris, congratulations, man. I know how bad both you guys wanted ovals, and the excitement in your voice has pretty much told the tale. But what kind of AJ, wherever he goes, he brings a party with him. And I got to think that somebody with his immense talent, and he never really gets enough credit for it, has really been an asset to the younger drivers, Haley and even Ross at Colleague. What can you talk a little bit about what he brings to the table?
Oh yeah, I'd love to. You know, AJ is the type guy, when I left, Darlington, he sent me a text that said, that looked like a struggle. That was exactly what he said to me. Well, I didn't answer it. I kind of bypassed it and I didn't look at it. Then the next day, he sent me something else. When can I sit in my seat? And in that text, he said, that's a struggle. He's the type guy that will let you know when you need to work on your stuff. And that's what AJ has helped us do at Colleague Racing. He loves Justin Haley. He loves Ross Chastain. He knows that those guys are going for a points championship. I mean, would he love to be in there? Absolutely. Would we love to have sponsorship to put AJ in a full-time ride? Absolutely. He has helped Colleague Racing get to the level that we're at right now, and I don't feel like he's going to quit. I feel like he's going to continue pushing us. We talked this week time and time again about, I want it for Colleague Racing. I wanted to win at an oval, and I always call it where we lift at. He said, well, I've never wanted an oval. I've never even had an Xfinity car at Atlanta. I said, well, uh-oh, we might be in trouble because we're starting 30th. And I think I even tweeted that his qualifying efforts hadn't been that great. So, but just for him to get a hold of where we're going, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to our engineers back at the shop. Alex Jantz on the 11 car crew chief, Bruce Schlicker on the 10 car, everybody at our shop, AJ pushes. If you watch AJ, he was on Justin's door, like right before that last run, they were swapping positions. They gave each other room, but he didn't let him pass him. And that's what we're supposed to do as teammates. But, you know, you can say AJ's helped us at the road courses, but AJ's helped us everywhere. He continuously pushes us to be better on all the racetracks, and that's what I love about him. Some people don't, you know. I'm sure he's got a lot of critics that, you know, hey, just shut up and drive. We're not like that. We want to hear what he says, and we take it. Everybody at the shop takes it, and we work on him hard. Now, sometimes we might not want to hear it, but we listen to him, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, our next question will come from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Chris, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Off of that question, obviously the company-wide, the team's shown a lot of speed this year. What do you feel like the biggest improvement is from maybe last year or previous years with Colleague?
Well, one thing is Matt Colleague allowing us to do what we want to do, but our engineers back at the shop, I got to give Jason and Andrew a round of applause. I mean, we have, for the first year, we have in-house engineers. They're our engineers. They work for Colleague Racing. We just started our engineer program. We also have Taylor is an engineer that does all our measuring and stuff. Our engineers push Bruce Schlicker on the 10 car. He pushes Alex Jantz and myself. And we do a lot of communication. I think the communication and everybody buying in to the way we run Colleague Racing, because it's so different than any other race team. And you hear that from people that come to Colleague Racing. Even the drivers, they come in, they show up, and the cars are unwrapped. They don't know which one is theirs until maybe that week of. And everybody buys into that. They don't think, well, this is our cars. They're actually Matt Colleague's cars. We run through them. Like the car AJ ran today was Justin Haley's car. He ran at Darlington. The car he ran last week was Ross Chastain's car. He ran at Darlington because we wanted to work on them. We didn't feel like we were that good, and AJ helped us to get better. So I feel like just everybody buying into the program. We're 5 years, we're in our fifth year. You know, we won some last year. We learned how to win. The race team learned how to win. And we're not done yet. You know, we want to keep digging. We want to be who all you guys talk about and all TV talks about. So that's why we're going to Homestead to run for $100,000 with the 16 and 11 car.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any last questions for Chris Rice before we let him go? No? All right. Well, it looks like you are finished then. Thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on the win. We'll see you next weekend at Homestead.
I want to say thank you all for just continuously putting NASCAR out there. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this. Thank you. All the tweets, everything. Man, it's not easy doing it right now, but thank you. And my mask looks good.